Now, according to Page Six, Amy Schumer's husband is uncircumcised. Why is this news?
Oh, Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
It's a slow news day. This is not a lot going on.
So now Page Six is just putting up every guy that's uncircumcised.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Jake Gyllenhaal said that he's uncircumcised.
But that's the thing. It's Jake Gyllenhaal who outed him as being uncircumcised.
That's bigger things to worry about.
Right. That's the big. Okay. So you're telling me that the guy who was in Brokeback Mountain is looking at another man's thing and then reporting it back to us?
Okay. How does he know? Did it come up in a dinner? Did he look somehow when they were hanging out at a. I don't like none of this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why does Jake Gyllenhaal know what Chris Fisher, is that his last name?
Yeah.
What his thing looks like. Why should he know? And then even if he does know, then you go to Page Six, you'd be like, hey, I got a big scoop for you.
See, I have lots of friends. I couldn't tell you if one of them was uncircumcised. I don't know. It's something we've never talked about. It's nothing I've ever seen. We just don't talk about it.
Why would you?
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like a conversation people have with each other. Like, I don't know which one of my friends have fake boobs.
You don't?
I have one friend that I do know she has fake boobs because we were at the gym together and she mentioned it to me. And I've been friends with her for years and she just is the first I learned that she had fake boobs. I was like, oh, those aren't real? Okay.
That's
how nice for you.
That's such a BS line. I didn't know until we were at the gym and we were in the dressing room that she made me touch her boobs.
I didn't touch them. Don't paint this into some kind of porn. Come here, let me feel those.
It's just like the movie's like, wow, are those fake? Yes. Would you like to touch? Can I? Yes. Was that exactly how it went?
No, because I'll tell you what, she had a little weight on her,
right.
And then she lost weight, and she lost a lot of weight in her boobies, so she got her boobies done, so that way she has boobies again. But I've always known her to have like a B cup or a C cup, because she always had a little weight on her. I didn't realize that losing weight meant that she was going to lose her boobage as well.
Okay, so where did the gym locker room come into effect?
So she was no longer fat. She's at the gym now.
Hold
so
on, let me get sexy
together.
Music here. Okay.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so you're at
she
the
and
gym.
I
yeah.
We're at the gym.
Okay.
And we were sweating in spin class. Sweat, sweat, sweat. Oh, it was just so hot in there.
So you went to the locker room together.
So we go to the locker room. And she starts undressing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She said, don't be alarmed. My breasts don't sag anymore. They're fake.
And you said?
I hadn't noticed.
Did she want you to touch them?
No, she actually said it to me with her shirt still on. Then she put a towel on and went into the shower, so I didn't get to see them.
Oh.
When she came out and put her sweater back on, then I was looking. Then I was like, oh, they do look a little different.
That's not how this story should go.
Let me check those out.
The story should have been yes, and then you touch them, then you both go into the massive shower together. That's how that should have ended.
Yeah, that unfortunately, that's not how it ended because we're New York women. And in the end, it was like, oh, good for you. I don't care. Yeah, see, sorry.
I don't know
nice
what goes on in those locker rooms. I need you to clarify for me.
You know, I hate to tell you, but women are grosser than men. And if I told you some of the things that really went on in a women's locker room, you would never want to have sex with us again.
No, I guarantee men are 300 times worse because the fattest, ugliest, oldest guy in the locker room will always walk around naked. Just naked is naked, naked.
A woman pooped on the toilet seat and didn't clean it up. A hot woman pooped on the toilet seat. You can't tell. Yes, you cannot tell me that something grosser is going on in the men's locker room. Women are disgusting.
Is that because you guys want to hover and you don't want to? I don't understand how it gets on the toilet seat.
I don't know if she was hovering, if she was on her phone. Maybe she wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But. But like, you know, my girlfriend went in right afterwards and she went, ew. And she grabbed the attendant and told the attendant. And the attendant was like, I'm not cleaning it up.
Yeah, I quit.
And knew who the girl was and grabbed the girl and said, you go back in there and you clean that toilet. You clean your own toilet seat, lady. It was a whole thing. I'm like, women are disgusting. This is not going on in the men's locker room. It's the weirdest thing. Like, okay, so young women in the locker room, everybody has towels on. Like, if you're under the age of, I'm going to say like 45, mm-hmm. you have towels on. Like, you keep your clothes on. You get dressed under your towel. But once you turn 50, I don't know what happens to you. You just go, screw it.
You don't care
everybody
anymore.
Everybody who is 50 and over in the women's locker room, just walking around butt naked, brushing their hair, getting a tissue. One woman stopped and she was like, oh, those shoes are so cute. She has like, she's totally naked standing in front of me. She's like, oh, those shoes are so cute. Where did you get them? I was like, vagina.